At the end of the very first episode of the season, I mentioned we'd be coming back to the nocturnal portion of that hike. And, well, here we are. This will be less birdsong, more talk about the eastern whippoorwill and sitting in the quiet. I'll make reference to some bat sounds, but I couldn't quite make them audible in the recording. Stick around, though, to the end for a surprise song, right at the conclusion of my hike. My name is Rob, and this is Songbirding. Much like Johnson Harbor, where I was last doing a trip where I was recording. No people back here, really. In fact, the road I came in on, and then the road off of that road, no vehicles. There's no one parked at the trailhead, so I wouldn't expect to come across any people. So I'd say if you do live somewhere where you can reach Allegheny easily and you like places where you don't find any people, my first find so far has proven to be quiet and unpopulated. So I'd imagine as long as you don't go to the places that all the signs point to say you must go here, if you're hiking, then you could probably find a quiet place here to go hiking if that's what you enjoy. Come to a turnaround spot. Seems to have an old gas well, a water well, can't tell. Probably gas. It's got a number and everything. Yeah, it looks like a gas well. Oh, fireflies. The road is turning into trail here. I'm starting to see fireflies more prominently. I'm gonna walk for a minute into here, but not much more than that because it's dark. Oh, hey. There we go, scarlet tanager. I hope that can be picked up by the recorder, but we're gonna have to stop and be very quiet, I think, for a bit to hear that. So the scarlet tanager didn't vocalize more than a couple times. Maybe we'll catch that a little louder tomorrow. I think I'm going to treat this as a turnaround point for me. Yeah, I'll come back here in the morning. Really curious what this place sounds like. Dawn chorus, if I can get here early enough. So unfortunately, my hike in was all downhill. So got an uphill climb for me. But let's see. Oh! Another hermit thrush. Oh, there's another hermit thrush. It's gonna make four now. Let's go towards that. That's the call of the hermit thrush. Calls tend to be more about interaction with other birds and predators, whereas songs tend to be more about both attracting a mate and establishing territory and maintaining territory. Got quite a bit of uphill in the dark to go here. I've got a bat. Decidedly not a bird, but it does fly. I'm in an open area, top of a hill, so I'm a little out of breath. Two bats now. What I'm hoping is I hear some squeaks from them. Because what I can do is take those recordings, transpose them down to a human audible realm, so you can all hear what they actually sound like in the upper frequencies. I'm just going to sit here for a minute and record, see if there's any super high-pitched sounds that come from that even I can't hear. But they'll be visible in the recording for me later, so let's see. Or we'll get a whippoorwill. Well, isn't that nifty? And very well timed. I think I'm hearing something from the bats. So I might still transpose that down. But meanwhile, let's listen to this whippoorwill. So whippoorwills are, they're type of species referred to as goat suckers due to some old myths, but very odd looking birds, very, very well camouflaged. You just cannot find them during the day very easily because they just blend into everything. They'll blend into a branch. They blend into the ground where they lay their eggs. They look kind of like what you would think an alien bird looked like. Well, there's another distant one replying. But they do fly around like the common nighthawks do, and they're related to common nighthawks. They are insectivores. Very fast and very graceful in flight. But when they're on territory like this, they do their telltale whippoorwill song. And there are still several bats flying around here. I'm willing to bet they are making some very high frequency sounds that I can transpose down so that you can hear that. I was kind of hoping maybe I'd hear an owl or two. But a whippoorwill is actually even better, because one can hear an owl any time of the year. If it's, you know, great horned, barred owl, they will vocalize throughout the year, more so in breeding time, but I'm pretty sure you can get them throughout the year vocalizing. But a whippoorwill, they're only here for a while. And we're starting to reach the time where they begin to lessen the amount of song per night. It may be this specific bird is done for the night, or it may have flown off to where that other one is vocalizing from, or maybe is that other one. So let's wait about a minute and potentially record these bats. And if there's nothing more, we'll continue on. So during my walk up that hill, I did hear a distant greenhorn owl, but it was so distant and quiet, there's no way this microphone picked that up while I'm walking. I've kind of begun to learn the limits of the recorder over the years now. And it used to be that if I could hear it, the microphone would catch it. But I'm finding now that I'm discovering some of these places of quietude where there's very low anthropogenic sound begin to hit the noise floor of the microphone, where it's so quiet here. For example, there's not all this anthropogenic noise covering up other sounds. Meaning now there are some things that are audible to my ears, but not to the microphone. So now I have to be careful about that and not rely on the quietest things being actually audible for the recording. It is getting nice and cool in here. So we've got more whippoorwills. And you know what? I think that one's vocalizing around where I have my recorder that was recording wood thrush. And that's pretty neat. I don't know if that one just started or if it was the other one I was hearing before. If you can imagine, this is a fair bit after dusk now. Fairly dark forest. Still some light in the sky, certainly. But the canopy covers most of it. A little bit of a cool breeze. Definitely a little bit of humidity to the air, though. And there's whippoorwills singing. This is the only the second time I've gotten whippoorwills while out hiking. That was roughly an hour of hiking. And pretty productive for an evening. Just need to make sure to update my eBird list at the end to add the whippoorwills, an extra scarlet tanager. Great hornell, and that black-throated green warbler that I heard right after we did the update to the list. That's a perfect wrap-up. These are coyotes, also known as the song dogs. That was a nice chorus. So it's the eastern coyote as a species. Not dangerous to humans, usually. And because it is usually, I'm glad this is at the end of my hike and not in the middle. Although I really don't know of any cases outside of one where someone was attacked by coyotes, and that was considered a very unusual event. Still, happy to hear them on the way out. It's a really fascinating song. In fact, chorus, not just a song.
Did you know Songbirding has a Patreon with bonus content? Visit songbirding.com/support for a link to it and other ways to support the podcast. Songbirding, the Allegheny National Forest, is a Songbirding Studios production and was recorded, engineered, narrated, and created by me, Rob Porter. with cover art and logo design by Lauren Helton, and Creative Commons music from Axletree.